Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this latest edition of the Sewer Equipment Review, this NBA Finals post-game edition, Miami 88, Dallas 86. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is in the books. 347-215-6180 is your call number. You can follow me at twitter.com/TheRealQuinn, or excuse me, /WilliamGerald, or hit me up at facebook.com/TheRealQuinn. We'll be checking you for the next 15 minutes as we break down and dissect Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Again, Miami taking the 2-1 advantage with the 88-86 win over the Dallas Mavericks. This was a game in where Miami really controlled from the start. Now, I understand Dallas had, you know, times where they took the lead in the fourth quarter. They led once in the fourth, led once in the latter part of the third quarter. But really, this is Miami's game from the start. Miami just, you know, it's Miami's own craziness that kept this game close. Because realistically, Miami should have really won this game by about 10 points. I mean, they could not hold leads whatsoever. And it's something. Now, they could go on and win a championship by playing this way, because basically it's 3-1 when you talk about their star power versus what Dallas has and what Dallas is bringing to the table. But Miami had leads of 14, leads of 10, leads of, you know, 6 in late in the fourth quarter, a 13-point lead in the third quarter, a 14-point lead in the second quarter. And Dallas, next thing you know, Dallas would come back, cut the lead to 1, cut the lead to 2, stay within striking distance to make Miami sweat down the stretch. Dwayne Wade, not a big game for him, 29 points, 11 rebounds, best player on the floor. I know Dirk Nowitzki had a huge game in his own right with 34 points and 11 rebounds, but Dwayne Wade set the tone from the start by attacking the rim, had a huge first half, 19 points in that first half as Miami jumped out and jumped out early on in the first quarter. And to me, if Dallas is going to have a chance, and they are not out of this series by no stretch, because I just don't trust Miami. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, yes, they bounced back. They bounced back from the game 2 debacle, collapse, whatever you want to call it. But just, I mean, there's this craziness, uneasiness about this Miami team that just, you know, that just don't completely trust them. So this series, again, is far from over. It's far from over. But Dallas, realistically, in order for them to win, they're going to have to win basically the next 2 games at home and go back 3-2 in Game 6 against Miami if they want to have a realistic chance of winning this this series. Again, Dwayne Wade was the story in this game, and it has become evident, if you didn't believe it beforehand, that this is Dwayne Wade's team. You can say LeBron James is the best player. That's fine. But make no mistake about it. This is Dwayne Wade's team. LeBron James, I know he had the 9 assists. I know he did a good job on, you know, locking up Shawn Marion. Marion was 4 for 12 for 10 points. But LeBron James did not play well in this game at all. He did not play well. 6 of 14. I don't know how many, had 3 or 4 turnovers. I don't know how many times he had the ball when the shot clock was running down, taking a shot or trying to make a play. Really did not, I mean, had very little impact on his game. Again, he had 9 assists, understand that, but did not feel his imprint in this game at all, in this game whatsoever. I thought that the problem with Dallas, and this has been the story from the start, is, again, and we've been asking the same question since game 1. Where are they going to get scoring from? In this game, their starters, okay, Dirk Nowitzki by himself outscores the other 4 starters 34-27. You're not winning championships. I don't care how good your bench is. You're not winning a championship like that. And then, unless your bench just dominates, and their bench did not dominate. I mean, they outscored Miami's bench, but it wasn't, you know, they had 25 points. Jason Terry had a nice game, 15 points. Didn't shoot well, but, you know, had a decent game. J.J. Barea was basically a non-factor. Peja Stojakovic, non-factor. So, again, the question for Miami is for Dallas is where are they going to get offense? Even a night where Miami only scores 88 points, you still got 35. You still got 64 out of the big three between Wade, LeBron, and Chris Bosh. Still got 64 points. And of course, Chris Bosh makes the big shot at 86-86 to the game-winning shot. Dallas, again, still had a chance. They still had a chance. I didn't mind the possession. I didn't mind the shot that Dirk got. He's made that shot a million times. Give the Udonis Haslam some credit for making it a more difficult shot. But that, again, Miami, this was Miami's game from the start, from the very beginning. It just probably made it harder than what it should have been down the stretch. 347-215-6180. Coming up, we'll look at the turning point. We'll say what the turning point was and also look ahead to at game four on Tuesday. We'll be right back. Back to this latest edition of the Serial Killer Review NBA Finals post game. Miami 88, Dallas 86. Miami leads the best of seven series, 2-1. Game four Tuesday night in Dallas. And we'll go back to of course their regular weeknight time at 8:30 pregame, and then 9 p.m. tip, which I think is ridiculous considering the fact that for the East Coast, starting the game at 9 o'clock is kind of late, but you know, that's the ABC's deal. A couple things. Number one, I thought the turning point in this game was in the first quarter when Miami jumped out with that 29-point quarter. You look at it, Dallas outscored Miami in the last three quarters. Normally, when a team outscores another team in three to four quarters, they're going to win the game. But this game was so close that, you know, Dallas outscored Miami by two in the third and fourth quarter. In the second and third quarter, and by one in the fourth quarter. So the difference was that first quarter when Miami outscored Dallas by seven points. And, you know, came out, you know, was getting dunks, layups, really Wade and LeBron were in attack mode, not settling for the jump shots. Wade in particular was, you know, all had a big first quarter. So I thought that was the turning point in that first quarter. And, of course, you had the Mario Chalmers shot that was a bang-bang play. Should not have counted, but it was a tough play to call. Was a three-point shot at the end of that quarter that made it 29. That made it 29 to 22. And it turned out to be big because, you know, the final score being 86-88. Looking ahead, I think Dallas, and you know, this has been you've heard Kevin McHale and Chris Webber allude to this in their post game. They gotta play from ahead. I mean, how many times in this series has Dallas trailed by double figures? I mean, they've gotta play from ahead. They've gotta jump out hit Miami, hit Miami in the face, hit Miami in the chest. You know, Dallas needs to have an 8, 9, 10 point lead and see how Miami responds to it. So play from ahead. They need to come out with a good start in game one. Need to come out with a big quarter, big first quarter, to allow the crowd to get into it, to allow them to somehow get to rhythm. The problem is, offensively they're having trouble scoring points. I thought I had no problem with Dallas' defense. They hold Miami to 88 points. Second thing I would do if I'm Dallas is double team Dwayne Wade. Yes, I'm going to dare LeBron James to get 30, 35 points. Or I'm going to dare Mario Chalmers or Mike Bibby to make wide open three-pointers. I am no longer letting Dwayne Wade play one-on-one basketball. I'm not. You can afford to do that against LeBron because you have Sean Marion, who's done a tremendous job at guarding LeBron. And you have help on the backside with Tyson Chandler and with healthy Brendan Haywood. But you cannot allow the way he's playing right now, the way he has it going, to play one-on-one basketball. This is an absolute recipe for disaster. So I'm double-teaming Wade, at least double-teaming to throw him off, give him some different looks. It seemed like up until the fourth quarter, you saw in the fourth quarter when they started going at him, Miami had a couple possessions where, they get a long LeBron three-point shot that misses. They had them in scramble mode over the course of the Miami's last couple of possessions. Yes. You know what? I'd rather have Chris Bosh make a 18-foot jump shot than have Dwayne Wade with the ball in his hands going one-on-one. Those are plays that you just have to live with. But I'd rather have that than Dwayne Wade have the ball in his hands and being able to just come at your defense, just go at your defense any which way possible. And, again, first half he did whatever he wanted to. Slowed it down a little bit in the third quarter, but the first half – He really set the tone for what kind of mode he was going to be in, and that was clearly attack mode over the course of the game. Because right now, Dwayne Wade is by far and away the best player in the series. He's by far and away the best player in the series for Miami. By far and away. They feed off his energy. He's, assumed a leadership role over the course of this finals. So to me, I'm double teaming him, and I'm saying, hey, everybody else, I dare you to try to beat me. And that's including LeBron James. That's one thing about Dallas over the course of the series. You cannot allow when one of these guys has to go on. Whereas Wade or LeBron, you cannot allow them to play one-on-one basketball when they have it going. If they both have it going, then you're not going to win. But if one of them has it going, you have to take that guy out of his rhythm and just double team him. I mean, that's all there is to it. I think Dallas will win game four. I really do. I think this series could be headed towards two or seven games. I really do. I think, I just have not seen enough out of Miami in terms of having a killer instinct to put Dallas away. I think Dallas gets the sense that they're never out of a game or out of a series playing Miami. So, again, we'll see what happens on Tuesday night. We'll be back with a post game on Tuesday night, 12 o'clock. We'll do 12 o'clock, 12:15. We'll see you then on the next edition of the Serial Quick Review post game edition. NBA Finals Game 4. Have a great evening. So long.